Today's daf is Yuma Daf Gimel, and we are four lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Ve'ema Atzeres. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaya Devora bas Sprinza, Tinoik ben Shoshana Bracha, and Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv ben Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday, the Ezras Hashem, we began a new Masechta. Masechta's Yuma, which begins with a halacha related to the Kohen Gadol, whose job it was to do the entire Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah said, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mi Beisoy Lelishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Koyin Gadol had to separate from his family. Where did he go? To a chamber in the Azara, the chamber that was known as Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara immediately digressed a little bit. The Gemara said that there's another Mishnah in Shas that mentions a similar halacha. It's a Masechtas Para that deals with the halachas of the Para Aduma. The Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim Koidim Srefas HaParah. 7 days before a Para Aduma was burnt, they would separate the Koyin whose job it was to burn this Para from his house. They would put him into a chamber, also in the Azara, not the Lishkas Parhedrin, but rather Lishkas Beis HaEven. It was in the northeastern corner of the Azara. Regardless, we have a similar halacha regarding the Kohen Gadol, who did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and regarding the Kohen HaSoref as HaPara Aduma. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Parhedrin, and Shivas Yomim Koidim Srefas Abora, Hoyim Afrishin Koyin Aserves Abora, Lishkas Beis HaEven. And the Gemara said, Minohani Mili. What's the Makar to the halacha that the Koyin Gadol, who did the Avodah in Yom Kippur, had to be separated from his family, from his surroundings for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur? And what's the Makar that the Koyin Aserves Abora had to do the same? And the Gemara brought a pasuk. It says, in the end of Parshat Sa'at, the context is the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Those were the first 7 days of the existence of the Mishkan. It was during those 7 days that Aharon Uvanov didn't do the Avodah, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. So where were Aharon and his sons during those 7 days? It's Pesukim in the Torah. It's the Mafter of Parshat Sa'at. The Pasuk says, Umi Pesach Oyo Moyed Loi Seitzu Shivas Yomim. Ad yoim melois yimei miluechem, ki shivas yomim yemale asiatchem. For 7 days, Aharon Avodov had to remain in the oil moyed. Two psukim later, upesach oil moyed teishvu yoimam v'laylo, shivas yomim, uchmartem es mishmeres Hashem v'loi samusu kuchen tzuvesi. So the Torah says it once, the Torah said it a second time, that for the 7 days known as the miluin, Aharon Avodov had to be separated. They had to be in the oil moyed. And then the pasuk mysteriously adds, kasher osa bayoim azeh, Tziva Hashem lasois l'chaper aleichem, that just like this process was followed by Yom Hazeh in preparation for the big day, Vayhi b'Yom Hashmini, the day that Aharon Uvanov would begin to do the avodah, so too Tziva Hashem commanded lasois to do l'chaper, to get kapara aleichem. Meaning, it's clear from this pasuk that history would repeat itself. And this halacha wasn't just the hayrash that happened one time in history, but rather there was some element of halacha l'doris. The question is what? So the Gemara brought a braiso that says, it says lasois l'chaper. Lasois is referring to the laws of the Parah Aduma, L'chaper is referring to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And we learn from here that just like Aharon Uvanov during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Torah says, when we Pesach Oyo Moyed Lo Yseitzu Shivas Yomim, the Torah says, when Pesach Oyo Moyed Teishvu Yoimam V'Laylo Shivas Yomim, so too, Lassois, when it came to the Koyin HaSarifas HaParah, he had the same halacha. Hence the Mishnah in Parah, Shivas Yomim Koyidim Srefas HaParah, Hoyim Mafrishin Koyin HaSarifas HaParah Mibesoy L'lishko Shal Pnei Abira. And L'chaper means the Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, hence our Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beis Leilu Lishkas Parhedrin. So that's the drasha. However, the Gemara was not so satisfied with this drasha. And the reason is because the pasuk doesn't say anything about Parah Adumah. The pasuk doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. The pasuk says Lasois Lechaper. Lasois means Parah Adumah, Mechateisi. Maybe Lasois means something else. Lechaper means Tavoid of Yom Kippur. Who said? Maybe Lechaper means something else. So we went through the first part of the Gemara, where the Gemara established how we know that Lasois means Parah Adumah. That was yesterday's daf. We began the Gemara's explanation of how it is we know that Lechaper means Yom Kippur. In the first daf of the Masechta, the Gemara suggested that maybe Lechaper maybe is referring to all the Karbonis. Maybe it's referring to the Karbonis that were brought during the Shalosh Regalim. Maybe not the Karbonis of all the Shalosh Regalim, but maybe either Pesach or Sukkot. Maybe it's referring to Shmini Atzeres. In other words, the Gemara is just throwing different Karbonis out in the conversation to suggest that maybe when it says in the Torah, Shivas Yomim Lechaper, it doesn't necessarily mean the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't necessarily mean Yom Kippur. Maybe it means some of the other Kabbanis. So the Gemara threw out five suggestions. All five of them were rejected. The Gemara is going to throw out several additional suggestions in today's daf. So today's daf is very much a continuation of the previous daf. So the Gemara says, Imat Seres. Maybe when it says in the Torah, Lasnois Lechaper, Lechaper is referring to Shavuos. And why would you think Shavuos? The Prisha Shiva L'Yoy Mechadu. Because Shavuos is actually very similar to Vayi Bayoy Mashmini, to the original Shiva Simei Amiluim. How so? It's one day. There are Yomim Tovim that are more than one day. But Shavuos is only one day in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz you have Yom Tesheni Shel Galus. But really, Shavuos is only one day. Vayi Bayoy Mashmini was also one day, so the 2 days seem to be very comparable. So maybe when it says in the Torah Lechaper, it's referring to 7 days of Prisha before the Avodah and Shavuos. Amar Rab Abbas said, no. If you have a choice to compare the laws of Shiva Simei Amiluim to Yom Kippur versus comparing it to Shavuos, it makes more sense to compare it to Yom Kippur than to compare it to Shavuos. Meaning, the Parsha of Miluim has more in common with Yom Kippur than it has in common with Shavuos. How so? Because donim par echad va'ayol echad, mi par echad va'ayol echad. Lafuki atzeres deshnei elim ninu. Because if you look at the cocktail of karbonis that were brought during the Miluim, and you go through all the karbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur, they have something in common. They both had one bull, one par, and one ram, one ayol. Shavuos, however, there were two elim. There were two rams that were brought. Therefore, the nature of the karbonis of the Miluim is more similar to Yom Kippur, less similar to Shavuos. So if Lechaper is going to teach me 7 days of Prisha of either Yom Kippur or Shavuos, it makes more sense to compare it to Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says it's not necessarily the case, because not everybody holds that on Yom Kippur there was a par echad and an ayal echad brought. In fact, there's a man Omar, as we're about to see, that holds that there were two elim, there were two rams that were brought on Yom Kippur, just like there were two rams that were brought on Shavuos. The Gemara says, that's all good according to the man Omar that says that in Yom Kippur there was only one ayal that was brought. According to the man that says in Yom Kippur there were two elim, so it comes out that Yom Kippur also has two Elim, just like Shavuos. So why is Yom Kippur any better to compare to Vayi Bayei Mashmini than Shavuos? It's the Tanya. What's the makar to this Shiloh, whether it was one ayil or two Elim on Yom Kippur? Rabbi said, ayil echad hua amr kan, hua amr b'chayim eshabdi kudim. Because if you go through all the psukim that talk about their karbonas that were brought on Yom Kippur, and there are many, there are actually two Elim that are mentioned. There's a ram that's mentioned kan. That's referring to the primary parsha of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, which is the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois. And there's another ayil that's mentioned in Chumash HaPikudim. That's just a fancier way of saying Sefer Bamidbar. And that's referring to Parshas Pinchas, which is in Sefer Bamidbar, which discusses all the Mesophim. So Rebbe says that even though the Torah mentions an ayil in Parshas Achrei Mois, and the Torah mentions an ayil in Parshas Pinchas, it's really the same ayil. Ayil Echad Hu. Ha'amr kan, hu ha'amr b'chayim eshapikudim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he said, Shnei Elamim, there were two different rams that were brought in Yom Kippur. Echad Amr kan, one that's mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois, Echad Amr b'chayim eshapikudim, and the other one that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. What's the Gemara's Kasha? You're telling me that the reason we're learning Yom Kippur from the Shiva Simei Amiluim rather than Shavuos from the Shiva Simei Amiluim is because Yom Kippur is more similar than Shavuos. How so? Because they have in common par echad ayil echad. as opposed to Shavuos, which was Shnei Elim. That's no good according to Mandama that holds that in fact Yom Kippur was Parah Yacharai Lechem. But there's a Mandama that says it was Shnei Elim. So Frek the Gemara, so if that's the case, again, Hadra Kushti Leduchta Ve'ema Atzeres, maybe it's Shavuos that's learned out from the Shivas Yemei Amelum. Maybe when the Torah says Lechapa, that's what it's referring to. And it's 7 days before the Avodah on Shavuos, that Mafrishay Koyin Gadol Mibesoy. So the Gemara says, no, Filu Temer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara's Teretz is a good Teretz, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that holds that there were two Elim that were brought in Yom Kippur. Why? Because even though there were two Elim that were brought in Yom Kippur, and there were two Elim that were brought on Shavuos, but the nature of the two Elim were different. Hossam over there, Chad L'Choyves Hayoyim V'Chad L'Musafen. The two Elim, the two rams that were brought in Yom Kippur, were brought for different reasons. One was a Musaf. What's a Musaf? Kishmoy Kachi. It's a Hoysafa. It's a Toysefes. Every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two Karbanas that were brought. Two Tmidim. They were Oilois, the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. There were certain days, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, where there was a Musaf. Musaf on what? Not just another Karban, but Musaf on the Tmidim. It was a add-on. It was an addendum to the Karban Tamid. It was a Hoysafa on the Karban Tamid. So one of the two Elim was part of the Musaf. The other one was L'chayv HaSayoyim. That was brought because of the day. Nothing to do with the Karban Tamid. Nothing to do with added Knech to the Tmidim Kisidron. But rather it was related to the Chayv HaSayoyim. L'fugi HaTzeres, as opposed to Shavuos, the Travayu Chayv HaSayoyim Ninu. There it's different because there you have two that are both brought for Chayv HaSayoyim. And that's what the Gemara means. Vahiba Yoyim HaShmini, there was one par and one aisle. On Yom Kippur, there was also one par and one aisle in the same vein as the one par and one aisle that was brought Vayi Bayim Hashmini. The day Vayi Bayim Hashmini, it was Mechayev. It brought with it certain karbanos. Within that world of karbanos, one bull, one ram. Yom Kippur is the same thing. There's a Chayv HaSayoyim to bring karbanos. The Kedusha of this man ushers karbanos with it. What type of karbanos? One ram, one ayil. As opposed to Atzeres, where it's two ayil. Ayil, tell me on Yom Kippur, there's also another ayil. That second ayil is not mitzad the chayv hasayoyim. That's a karban musaf. As a result, it doesn't count. The aim of faith to Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we established why lechaper that teaches me the halacha of 7 days of prisha is not referring to all karbanas. It's not referring to Pesach, not Sukkis, not Shmini Atzeres, we now know not even Shavuos, but there's still Yomim Tovim to address. So the Gemara says maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. How do you know Yom Kippur, maybe Rosh Hashanah? And Rosh Hashanah is also one day. The Prisha Shavuot Yom Echadu. Rosh Hashanah, Midday Raisa is one day. This, that it's 2 days, is all Sfeika the Yoyma. And even though there's a Yoyma Richta, but really, inherently, it's only a one-day yontif. So just like this 7 days of prisha by the Meluim for the one day by Yibayim Mashmini, maybe Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. How do you know to be Marbi Yom Kippur? Maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. Am Rav Avos. Rav Avos said a similar teretz. He said, Donim par v'ayol shaloi, mi par v'ayol shaloi, v'afuki atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah, the tzibur ninu. There was a commonality between the par and ayol. We're focusing again on the par and ayol. For whatever reason, we're just trying to find a similarity between Vayi Bayom HaShmini and Yom Kippur versus some of these other suggestions. But the point is, there was a parva ayil that was brought by the Miluim, and there was a parva ayil that was brought in Yom Kippur, and they both had something in common, and that is the Kohen Gadol had to pay for both of them. Ordinarily, the karbanos were paid for by the Tzibur, Machzas HaShekel, that's Masech Tishkolim. But the parva ayil that Aharon HaKohen had to bring on Vayi Bayom HaShmini, it had to be his own personal parva ayil. And as it relates to the parva ayil that the Kohen Gadol had to bring on Yom Kippur, that also had to be his personal parva ayil. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where there was a parva ayil, but it was the tzibur ninu. It was brought by the tzibur, and being that it was brought by the tzibur, so it's different than the parva ayil that was brought on Yom Kippur. So again, it's just a commonality between Vayi Bayom HaShmini and Yom Kippur versus as it relates to Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's the makar? Only because the Gemara is going to get into this a little bit. What's the makar that the parva ayil of Vayi Bayom HaShmini had to be brought from Aharon, and the parva ayil of Yom Kippur had to be brought by Aharon? The pasuk says right in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, "Vayi Bayom HaShmini kara Moshe l'Aharon ulevanav uleziknei Yisrael vayomer l'Aharon." Hashem told Aharon, "Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas v'ayil la'oil l'tmimim v'hakir l'fnei Hashem vayomer l'Aharon kach lecha." What does kach lecha mean? Pay for it. It has to be yours. You find a very similar dogush in Parshas Achrimos, where the Torah talks about the korbanos of Yom Kippur. V'hikriv Aharon es parachatos asher loy. What does it mean, Ashaloi? It's Miloshoin Kach Lechotz. Again, the Gemara is saying that there's a similarity between Vahiba Yom HaShmini and Yom Kippur. In both of those cases, it had to be Parva Ayol Shaloi, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, notice the Gemara throws in Atzeres. Once we have this teres, that could also answer the question why we're not Marbe Shavuos, because Shavuos is also not Parva Ayol Shaloi. But the Gemara says not everybody agrees with what we just said. Honich L'mandomar, that's all good according to Mandomar that says Kach Lecha Mishalcha. Where it says in the Torah, Kach Lecha, anywhere it says in the Torah the words Kach Lecha, the word Lecha means Mishalcha. You're going to pay for it. It's interesting. In the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, Lehanoscha, Letevascha. Here, Kach Lecha means just the opposite. You're going to have to pay. But Vasei Lecha, Mishalcha. That's all good according to the Mandam El, the Mandam Mishal Tzibur, and Yikil Meimar. But according to Mandam that says that the word Lecha doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pay for it. It could be the Tzibur is going to pay for it. So, obviously, we have no teretz. What's the makar to this? Machlokes, the Tanya Benoit, and the Brayza, Kach Lecha, Mishalcha, Vasei Lecha, Mishalcha. Wherever it says in the Torah, Kach Lecha, Lecha means you have to pay for it. Asei Lecha, you have to pay for Yikhu Elecha. What about where it says in the Torah, Vyikhu Elecha? What does that mean? So, the words Vyikhu Elecha, as in the beginning of Parashas Tetzav, Va'ata Tetzav is Bnei Yisrael, that means Mishal Tzibur. Divi Rabbi Yoshe. So Rabbi Yoshe says what we just said. Kach Lecha means you have to pay for it. Asei Lecha means you have to pay for it. V'yikhu Elecha. Oh, they should give it to you. That's Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yoshe is an argument, however. It doesn't matter if it says the word Lecha or if it says the word Elecha. Mishal Tzibur. They both mean that the Tzibur has to pay for it. So what then does the Torah mean when it sometimes uses the word Kach Lecha? So you find the word Kach Lecha and you find the word V'yikhu Elecha. If there's no difference in Halacha, in terms of who pays for it, for example. So what's the significance? So the Gemara says it's a Dvar Agada. Kaviyachon Mishalchani Roitze Yoyse Mishalahem. When Hashem said the words Kach Lecha, Hashem was saying, for example, the beginning of Parashat Shemini, Vayomer Laharin, Kach Lecha, Egel Ben Bakar. Aharon, you're not going to pay for it. However, I would have preferred you pay for it, because I don't even want the Yidin to have a chelik in your carbon. Kaviyachon. Mishalchani roitze yoyse mishalohem. Abachanan on the Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abachanan said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer something similar. Kasav Echad, there's one pasuk that says, Vasisa lecha orinates. Moshe, you should make an orinates. Vasav Echad Omer. And there's another pasuk in Parshas Truma. Vasu orin atse shitim. They, Klal Yisrael, should make it. So who's supposed to make it? Is Moshe supposed to make it as if Moshe is supposed to pay for it? Or the Tzibra is supposed to? The Gemara says, okay, so really, the Yidden paid for the Aron. However, Kambas Manchi Yisrael Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, Kambas Manchi Ain Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. When the Yidden Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, Hashem says, I want it from the Yidden. But when the Yid is not Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, Hashem says, I don't really want it. Kaviyachal Lomeli Roiv Zevchechem, Psukim in Yeshaya, etc. He says, I'm not so interested. But the bottom line is this. What do you see from here? You see a machloikis, Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yoinesen, where it says lecha, kach lecha, say lecha, doesn't mean mishalcha, doesn't not mean mishalcha. That means this assumption that we're making to answer the question of how we know to compare Vahiba Yemeshmini to Yom Kippur, maybe compare it to Rosh Hashanah, maybe compare it to Shavuos, we're saying no, because Vahiba Yemeshmini and Yom Kippur have something in common. What do they have in common? In both of those situations, Aharon had to pay for it. How do you know? Oh, because it says, Kach Lecha Mishalcha. So that's all good according to Rabbi Yoshia that holds Kach Lecha Mishalcha. But according to Rabbi Yoinesen, my Ikalameim, Rabbi Yoinesen says, it doesn't matter if it says Lecha, it doesn't matter if it says Elecha, they're both the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, you can say, Adkan Lipli Gielab Kichasam Vesiyasdam. It's true there's Machloikis, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoinesen. That's in general Machloikis. That's a Shas Machloikis. That's a Kola Torah Kula Shepik Sav Machloikis. Wherever you have psukim that say Lecha, Rabbi Yoshia says Lecha means you're going to pay for it. Rabbi Yoinesen says Lav Dafka. However, as it relates, for example, Kach Lecha Samin, or Asiyas Ta'al Masei Lecha Shtei Chatzoyitz Rizkesev, different place in the Torah you find the word Lecha. Aval Hanach, Prusha Kam Afarish and Lashalchahu. But these psukim are different. Over here, even Rabbi Yoinesen is going to agree that Aharon had to pay for it, both by the Miluin and the Yom Kippur. How do you know the Mech? Because Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Fe'el B'nei Yisrael Tadabir Lemer, Kusir Izim Lechatas. Meaning the Gemara says here lecha for sure means Aharon has to pay for it, because there's other psukim that say that the next pasuk vel bnei Yisrael tadaber lemer kichu serizim lechatas vel bnei Yisrael. Hashem is talking to the bnei Yisrael. Right? Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Bnei Yisrael, they should bring the Sir Izam Lechatas. Meaning he's telling them clearly, that carbon you should pay for. The Evel Bekesef, Tmim Loyal. Those are carbonists that the Yidden are supposed to pay for. Then when it says Kach Lecha, the contrast forces us to teach that Kach Lecha means Aharon's going to pay for it over here. So maybe the word Lecha usually doesn't necessarily mean that the person being spoken to needs to pay for it. But over here, The two psukim are so obvious in stark contrast to each other that it's mechayev us to teach it that way, right? Again, just to be clear, two psukim in succession. The next pasuk, Vel bnei Yisrael to daber lemer kichu lashon rabim sir izim lachatas ve'egel v'chesev bnei shana tmimim v'ayla. So it's clear. One pasuk, the yidden are going to pay for it. El bnei Yisrael to daber kichu lashon rabim. The other pasuk is. You should pay for it. Also, it says the similar deal you have in Parshas Achrimas, because there too the Torah talks about the psukim that the Yidden had to pay for. There, who's paying for it? That's who you should take it from. Right? What is yikach? Kicha, it's kesef, right? You should take the money from them. They're going to be the ones that are going to pay for it. Then all of a sudden, when it comes to the par, think of his parachatos, ashaloi, must be, hayloi, means mishaloi. Either way, this was a little bit of a long-winded answer to a very straightforward question. And that is, it says in the Torah, kasha also v'yemezativ Hashem lasas l'chaper aleichem. And the word l'chaper teaches me that there was another instance where there was a carbon that was brought before the kohen that did the avodah with that carbon. He needed prisha zayin yamin. What is it referring to? We said it's referring to the avodah that the kohen gadol did, not just any kohen, and it was the avodah on Yom Kippur. And we're trying to establish mehechat esin. Maybe that's what it means. So we know it can't mean all karbanis. It can't mean the shalosh regalim. It can't even mean shmini atzeres. But the Gemara said that maybe it means Rosh Hashanah and maybe it means Shavuos. The teretz is, it could mean those. However, it makes more sense to think that it means Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is more similar to Vayi Bayim Hashmini than Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres is. How so? So based on what the Gemara just said, because Vayi Bayim Hashmini, there was a parva ayil that the Kohen Gadol himself had to pay for, very unique. Usually these were karbonis tzibur that the oilam paid for. Here, Aharon HaKohen had to pay for it, and it's that piece of history would repeat itself on Yom Kippur. With the Kohen Gadol, the Torah said, he there too had to pay for it. So you see already this common halachos between Vayi Bayim Hashmini and Yom Kippur. Once you find regarding this halacha, it makes sense that you can have it regarding the halacha of Prisha Shiva as well. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. He said, "Don't par lechatas va'ayla oilo, mi par lechatas va'ayla oilo." It's true that it was a par of an ayil that was brought on Yom Kippur, and there was a par of an ayil that was brought on Rosh Hashanah. And based on that, you can argue that Rosh Hashanah is as similar to Vayi Bayim Hashmini as Yom Kippur is. However, Rav Ashi said that if you drill down a little further into the nature of the par and the nature of the ayil, you'll see the par va'ayil of Yom Kippur was more similar to the par va'ayil of Vayi Bayim Hashmini than was the par va'ayil of Rosh Hashanah. How so? Because the par va'ayil of the Vayi Bayim Hashmini and Yom Kippur, the par was a chatos and the ayil was an oilo. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, for that matter, the Travaya Oilus, both the Par and the Ayah Oilus. So again, less similar to Vayi Bayim Hashmini. Rav Yina said a different teretz. You want to know why we compare Vayi Bayim Hashmini to Yom Kippur, not to Rosh Hashanah, not to Shavuos? Because Donim Avoyde Bekayin Gadol, Avoyde Bekayin Gadol. They had something even more. Forget the Par and the Ayah. Forget about who paid for it, and forget about if they were both Oilus or if one was a Chatas, one was an Oilo. Poshit Pshat. It's very simple. Don an avoida mi kohen gadol mi avoida mi kohen gadol. Aharon HaKohen did the avoida vayi bayim hashmini, and the kohen gadol would always be the one that did the avoida in Yom Kippur. Lavuke kulu kushiyason, as opposed to all the kashas, the karbonas, Pesach, Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, Shavuos, Sukkis, Rosh Hashanah, all those other zmanim and all those other regalim were not necessarily done by the kohen gadol. Ikadamri, some said a different teretz. Ravina's teretz wasn't this. That the commonality is kohen gadol, but rather similar. That Vayi Bayim Hashmini and Yom Kippur had something in common, that they were both first. As it relates to avoida, they were both avoida tchila, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres and all those others manim, which is not tchila. The Gemara says, "My tchila, what is tchila? Meaning the tchila kohen gadol doesn't mean tchila. It's the first one that had to be done by kohen gadol. Hainu kamaisa." That's essentially what the first lashon of Ravina was saying. Ela avoida tchila b'makim. Me avoida tchila b'makim. It was tchila as far as makim goes. Why is it tchila l'makim? So Rashi says Yom Kippur is an avoida tchila l'makim because it was the first avoida that was lefnai v'lefnim. And the miluim was also an avoyda tchila, because that was really the avoyda tchila. So Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu did avoyda for 7 days, shivas imei miluim. Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a real kohen. If he was a real kohen, he certainly didn't wear the big day kahuna, Rashi says. So therefore it was a little bit different. So this is avoyda tchila being done by a kohen. So too, the avoyda of Yom Kippur was avoyda tchila, because it was the first avoyda that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Incidentally, I saw a ha'ara, I don't remember where, but I saw a ha'ara that someone was ma'ira from here on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that really, the Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. So you have to know, this would necessarily be called an avoyda tchila. Yom Kippur was the avoyda tchila, was the first avoyda that was done lefnai v'lefnim. Maybe not. That was what the Chayyadam said, Rav Avram Danzig. He says, that's why Achrei Moshe b'nei Aharon, already Aharon was in the tzitava with the avoyda of Yom Kippur. Why was he told about the avoyda of Yom Kippur right there and then? The reason is because it was Negeya right away. What do you mean? This was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That wasn't until Yud Tishrei. The Teretz is because it was Shayach for him to go in earlier. So based on that, you have to know why it would be Avodah Tchila V'yesh Liyashik. Yes, Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael back to Babel. So Rav Dimi was one of the great Babylonian scholars who had gone to Eretz Yisrael to study in the yeshiva of Rav Yochanan. And when he came back to Bavel, he reported a lot of things that he had seen and heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Rav Dimi came back. He said over from Rabbi Yochanan as follows. He said, Rabbi Yochanan masni chada, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi masni tarki. Rabbi Yochanan learned out one thing from the pasuk. Rabbi Shua ben Levi learned out two things. So what was he referring to? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan masni chada. Rabbi Yochanan learned one. When it says in the pasuk in the Milum, Tasha also by Yom Ezatif Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem, lasis lechaper ilu ma'ase Yom Kippurim. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan only learned from this pasuk one halacha, that the Kohen Gadol, before he did the avoda on Yom Kippur 7 days prior, mafrisha noisai mibesai. But he only learned one thing. Now, the Gemara that we've been learning up until this point learned two things. Right, the Gemara began. Amar Rabbi Yumi bar Chilkiya, Amar Rabbi Chasya bar Ridi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan. Lasois is the parah. Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur. But Rav Dimi came back and he reported differently in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That lasois lechaper both only teach me one thing. All they teach me is Yom Kippur. Shua ben Levi was masni tarti, as opposed to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was masni too. Some have the girsa Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Lasois evil ma'isa parah. Lechaper evil ma'isa Yom Kippur. The way we had it up until now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Masni Chada. How can you tell me Rabbi Yechon only learned one halacha from the Parsha Milum? That only 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesai. We know there's two halachas where you have this halacha of Mafrishin. Anat, I'm going to the Mishnah Shivas, Yom Kippur, Mishnah Shivas, Yom Kippur, Mishnah Shivas, Yom Kippur, Mishnah Shivas, it's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Masech Tisparah. That 7 days before the Kohen Asayr Fesapara would burn the Parah Aduma, Hayim Mafrishin, Hayim Samibes. I said, how could Rabbi Yechon have only learned one halacha? So the Gemara says, Maila Ba'am. You have to say Rabbi Yechon in hell that that's not a real din dairaisa. It's only a din derabanan. It's a chumrah derabanan. Why would the Rabbanan impose such a chumrah? So Pasha Pshat is based on what the Gemara said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says Rashi. The Gemara said that they used the dafka, the Chachamim did use a tful yoim to get involved in the Parah Aduma, and to counter that, they imposed a lot of chumras. So one of the chumras were that they would lock up the Kohen Asayir v'Sapar for 7 days. But Rabbi Yochanan holds Midai Raisa, the pasuk in that Maftir Parash Sab, that's Marba, different parashiyos to the halacha of 7 days of precious, only referring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. There's a Mishnah that says it by Parah Aduma as well. It's a din de Rabbanon, Maila Ba'alma. Faith the Gemara. How can you say Rabbi Yochanan said, if Amram, then you mean Barchilki, Amram, Bechasi, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara that we had in the beginning of the Sugya, Kasha, also be Yemez, Atif, Hashem, Lass, is Lechaper, Lalechem, Lass, he said, Lamaisa, Parah, Lechaper, Lamaisa, Yemek, Yipurim. It was Rabbi Yochanan who said it. It's a stira. Rav Dini had a different report of what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara in that Bezam and Aleph that we began with was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lasis is part of the Chappas Yom Kippur." How can Rav Dimi have reported otherwise? So the Gemara says that you have to say Yahud Rabbi, that what the Gemara brought on Beis Amud Aleph in the name of Rabbi Yochanan wasn't Rabbi Yochanan's own shita, but it was rather something that Rabbi Yochanan was saying over the name of his Rebbe. The Chiyaser Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin was another one of the Babylonian scholars who had spent a lot of time learning in Eretz Yisrael in the academy of Rabbi Yochanan. And he too came back and reported different halachas that he was mekabel from his greatest Rebbe. So when Ravin came back, he said, I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. But this is the way he said it. We have to be medayik l'shoinai hazah. He said, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lasas Elo Maisa Parah, Lechaper Elo Maisa Yom Kippur. Oh, it's not a stira. Rav Dimi heard something from Rabbi Yochanan, and Ravin heard something from Rabbi Yochanan. They heard something that contradicts each other. However, if we pay careful attention, it's really not a contradiction. Rav Dimi was saying over what Rabbi Yochanan himself held. Rabbi Yochanan held that from the pasuk of Lasas Lechaper, all you learn is Yom Kippur. You find halacha by Parah Aduma? Naila ba'alma. What Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that was a different story. Oh, Lasas Elo Maisa Parah, Lechaper Elo Maisa Yom Kippur. The sugya does not end. However, we will hit the pause button right here until tomorrow and just conclude today's daf, today's short daf, with a little bit of more raid that's very much negeya, the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, and really it's still divrei hakdama and divrei psicha as it relates to Masechtas Yuma. So the Masechta begins, Shivas Yomim Koidem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kayin Gadol Mibeisoy L'lishkas Parhejim. And one thing is clear in the Mishnah, and that is that the Avoida on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kayin Gadol. So ordinarily, the Kayin Gadol didn't have to do the Avoida. Any Kayin was able to do any Avoida. If a Kayin Gadol wanted to do the Avoida, he always had veto power. The Gemara says that the Kayin Gadol was Noitel Chelik Beroish. If he wanted, he can take any part of the Matnas Kahuna. If he wanted, he was able to do any Avoida that he wanted. So there's no question that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to do a particular Avoida, nobody's stopping him. Even though there were Gairolos of exactly how things were done, but the Kohen Gadol had superpower, and if he wanted to do an Avoida, he had a right to. But it's just voluntary. It's something that he can do if he so chooses to do. But Yom Kippur was unique. Yom Kippur was an Avoida that had to be done dafka by the Kohen Gadol. How do we know that? If you go through the Psukim in Parshas Achrimos, it's clear that Hashem is talking to Aharon. Bezois yovei Aharon al HaKodesh, v'hikriv Aharon, v'nosan Aharon, v'hikriv Aharon, v'hikriv Aharon. Go see how many times the Torah mentions Aharon in Parshas Achrimos. Aharon was the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't only Kohen. He was the Kohen Gadol, however. So it's clear that the Avodah in Yom Kippur had to be done dafka with the Kohen Gadol. The Michas Chinuch, the mitzvah kuf pei hei, clears a shayla. What would be if a Kohen had yet did the Avodah on Yom Kippur? So if a Kohen Hedyot would do the Avoida on Yom Kippur, would he violate the Isser in the Torah that says that a Zor is not allowed to do the Avoida or not? So if a Zor does the Avoida, very, very bad, he violated an Isser Deiraisa. What's the Oynish? So it's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, he would get Malkus. In certain instances, there are Dalit Avoidos where the halach is that if a Zor does the Avoida, he's even Chaya Misa. Now, those Dalar Avoidas are not the Dalar Avoidas that you learn about and say, the Kachim, Shechita Kabbalah, Elach Hazrika. These are four different Avoidas that what's known as an Avoida Tama. So any Avoida that's an Avoida Tama, it's an Avoida that closes the deal. It finishes off the Avoida. That's a unique Avoida. And the halach is if a Zor would do that type of Avoida, he would be Chaya Misa. So the Mishnah Melech, in Kuf Pei Hei, Klerz, a Geshmak HaKira. He says, what would be if a Kohen Hedya did the Avoida on Yom Kippur? Would he get Malkus? Would he be Chayef Misna if it was an Avoida Tama? What's the Shaila? It says in the Torah that a Zor is not allowed to do the Avoida. But the word Zor is often mistranslated. What does a Zor mean? A Yisrael? Zor doesn't mean a Yisrael. A Zor means a stranger. A Zor means a fremda. Any person that does something that he wasn't supposed to do is a Zor. If you're foreign to this particular job, to this particular Avoida, then you're a Zor. So for example, a Kohen is not allowed to do the job of a Levi. It's an Issa Deiraisa. Just like a Yisrael and a Levi is not allowed to do the job of a Kohen is also not allowed to do the job of a Levi. So if a Kohen would do the job of a Levi, he'd be Chayav Malkus. He violated this in the Torah. By the way, he's a Zor. Because if he's not the one that's supposed to do the Avoida, he'll be considered a Zor. So says to Menches Chinuch, Nistapakti. I wasn't sure. If a Kohen Hedyot would do the Avoida on Yom Kippur, would he be considered a Zor? And being that he's a Zor, he'd be Chayav Malkus, and in certain instances, even be Chayav Miso? Or maybe so much we're not going to say. And a Chinami, the Avoida will be possible, because it's Ma'akev that a Aharon HaKohen be the one that does it. It's no question that a Kohen Gadol has to be the one that's going to do the Avoida. But at the same time, says the Michas Chinuch, maybe he's not considered a Zor, even with regards to the Avoida of Yom Kippur, and it could be he's not going to be Chayiv Malkus, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. Mechas Chinuch says that he's not sure. To him, it's a tzorach in Gadol, and he says he was very happy. He found already that there were kanmoinim that the Shara Melech cleared the Shaila as well. Either way, that's the Safik in Mechas Chinuch. But just one point, we're not going to get into Lomdus, but just one point, and that is that the Avoida on Yom Kippur had to be done by a Kohen Gadol. It's Ma'akev that it be done by a Kohen Gadol, and the Mechas Chinuch and the Shara Melech even have it said that if a Kohen had it, a Kohen, he's just not a Kohen Gadol, would do the Avoida, it could be they would violate the Isser of a Zor doing the Avoida, it could be there would be Malkus, and at certain instances where it's an Avoida Tamo, it could be there would even be a Chiyav Misa. But just to digress, may Inyan le'Inyan very, very, very much ba'oise Inyan. We're all familiar with the Akedah. There's a Medrash in Parshas Vayera, and this Medrash is really in a few places in a few different Nuschais. But the gist of the Medrash is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu, and he told him, Kachno es bincha, smichitcha asher ahavto, you should take Yitzchak, ma'aleu lo'il. So Avraham Avinu turned to the Eibishter, and he told him, how could I bring my son as a carbon oil? I'm not a Kohen. You need to be a Kohen in order to do the Avodah. I'm not a Kohen. So if I'm not a Kohen, how could I be the one that's going to do the Avodah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Avraham, and he says, I know you're not a Kohen. But even though you're not a Kohen, Malani Alecha Ki'ilu Ata Kohen. I'm going to consider you as if you're a Kohen. And not only am I going to consider you as if you're a Kohen, I'm going to consider you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. You have nothing to worry about. Avraham, you don't have the credentials to be Valeo La'ilah, to be the one that's going to be the Kohen, that's going to do the Akedah. You have nothing to worry about. Malani Alecha. We're going to make believe for this episode right now as if you're a Kohen. Nish not a Kohen, but Malani Alecha Kilo at the Kohen Gadol. I'm going to treat you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. I heard once from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Soloveitchik Shlita in Chumashir in Parshas Vayera. He said over B'Shem the Brisker Rav that I don't understand. Why did Avraham Avinu feel that he had to be a Kohen in order to do the Akedah? Now, a Kohen had to do the Avodah, but it's a Mishnah in Perek Paras Chattas and Mesechtes Vachim, where the Mishnah says that this said a Kohen has to be the one that does the Avodah, that's only Mishahukam HaMishkan. So once the Mishkan was established, so then Aharon was chosen, there was a Havdalah, Shevet Levi, that's when the Kohanim became the chosen nation, and that's when all Avodahs had to be done through them. But Anshalai Hukam HaMishkan says the Mishnah, the Avodah was done by the Chayrois. You had to be firstborn, but you didn't have to be a Kohen. That's why Yitzchak and Esav, they're talking about the Bechayra, right? Yaakov wants the Bechayra from Esav, and he bought it from him. Right? Why is he buying the Bechayra? Because he wants to do the Avodah. That's one of the reasons. But the point is, because then the Avodah was done by Bechayrus. It wasn't done by Kehanim. It was done by Bechayrus. So from Yeshua said over, from the Briskerov, he said the Briskerov had gestelt. He said, I don't understand. So why is Avram handling with the Eibishter? I'm a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen. Who cares if Avram's a Kohen? The Nidon is not whether he's a Kohen. What's the Nidon? Is he a Bechar? So if he's a Bechar, he could do the Avodah. And if he's not a Bechar, so Avram Avinu should have said, Ach binit kam Bechar. So why was the Shakla Vatariya Kohen, not Kohen? As I do with Kohen. This is before the Mishkan was built. And actually, Hukam HaMishkan, the Avodah was totally in Becharis. It wasn't totally in Kohanim. So he said over that the Briskerov said a Dover Nifla. The Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak in Hilchos Beis Abchira, talks about the Mokim HaMizbeach. The Rambam says, HaMizbeach Mekoymoy Mechuvim B'yoyser. The Mokim HaMizbeach, the place on the Harabayas where the Mizbeach was Mechuvim B'yoyser. It was very, very precise. Ve'ein Meshanen Oysoy Mekoymoy Lo'oylam. And you have to be very careful. You have to make sure you get the exact spot of the Mizbeach 100% perfect. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, V'zem Mizbeach La'ilu Yisrael, says the Rambam. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about this place, this very, very precise place. HaMizbech Mekoyme Mechuvim Yoyse, says the Rambam. U'bemikdash Nekad Yitzchak. In the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the Mokam HaMikdash, that's where the Akedah happened. Shenemar, V'lech L'cho Al Eretz HaMeiria. Shenemar B'divrei HaYomin, etc., etc. Says the Rambam. U'mesoyrus B'yad HaKol. We have a Mesoyrus, HaMokam Shebonu Bay Dovru Shlemi HaMizbech, Hu HaMokam Shebonu Bay Avrom HaMizbech, V'okad Olav Yitzchak. Vu HaMokam Shebonu Bay Noyach, Kishiyotz Min HaTeva. This is also the place that Noyach built his Mizbech after he left the Teva. Vu HaMizbech Shehikru Olav Kain VeHevel. This is the Mizbech where Kain and Hevel brought their Karbonis in the beginning of Parash Inspirations. Uboy Hikriv Adam HaRishon, Kishanikru Karbon. And this is where Adam HaRishon brought a carbon. Umisham Nivra, better. Why was Adam HaRishon called Adam? Because he was created, made Adama. Which Adama? That place. the makom hamizbech. Amru chachamim adam mi makom kaparasay nivra. So the Rambam says hamizbech mekoymay mechuvim biyotzer. You can't almost get the makom hamizbech right. As it relates to the makom hamizbech, you have to get it 100% right. It has to, why? Because this place has such mesayra umesayris biyad akol. There were major mega events that took place over there. The akedah happened over there. That's when Noach built the mizbech after he emerged from the teva. That's where Cain and Hevel brought their karbanos. Adam Arishon brought a carbon there. Adam was created from that offer. That's the makom hamizbech. Says the Rambam hamizbech mekoyim mechuvim biyotzer. But the Piskarov made a diak. Piskarov said when the Rambam introduces this idea that the akedah happened on the makom hamizbech, says the Rambam ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. And the Piskarov stelled the brisker diak. He said, ubemikdash? Wasn't in the mikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be built for thousands of years. Rather, it was in the makom HaMikdash. What's ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu? So the Brisker Rav said, vaistois, the Akedah, even though it didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash, and even though technically the Mizbeach that Avraham Avinu built to do the Akedah was really a bomber, because it wasn't a Mizbeach, afal pikein, it went with the Shulchan Aruch of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch of a Bama and the Shulchan Aruch of a Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash are completely, fundamentally different. But the Rambam was megala to us b'lishoyne yazov, that even though the Akedah technically happened on a Bama, but u'b'mikdash nekad Yitzchak, really in Halacha was treated as if it happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Brisker Rav said it's gevaldik. It's true that for Akravas Bama you don't have to be a Kohen. Akravas Bama is Toli and Bechiris, but u'b'mikdash nekad Yitzchak, and being that it had a din based on mikdash, so Avraham Avinu had to be a kohen, and that's what Avraham Avinu told the Eivishta. Hashem said, "Kachnas binchas yichidcha." So what does Avraham Avinu say? How can I do it? I'm not a kohen. Avraham Avinu knew b'mikdash nekad yischak. So he says, if that's the case, I have to be a kohen. So he said, don't worry about it. Malo ani alecha tilu at the kohen gadol. But then, Rabbi Avraham Yeshua said over another kasha, and the other kasha that he said over was that enochinami. The Brisker Rav explained why it is that Avraham Avinu had to be a Kohen as opposed to a Bechar. But why did he have to be a Kohen Gadol? Why did he have to be a Kohen Gadol? L'chari should have had to been a Kohen Hedid. What was the smile on the Alech? Don't worry, Avraham. Not only are you going to be a Kohen Hedid, but I'm going to treat you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. So he said over from the Zayis Rana. The Zayis Rana was the Mogen Avraham. As in the Magen Avraham in his classic Pirish on Erech Chaim. So the Magen Avraham wrote a Pirish on the Yalkut Shemoyni. And one of the places that this Medrash is in the Yalkut Shemoyni. And in the Zayis Ranan, the Pirish of the Magen Avraham on the Yalkut Shemoyni, the Magen Avraham says a beautiful teretz. He says, because what was the mitzvah of the Akedah? Kachna is binchas yichidcha asher haftas yitzchak, the haleu sham la'oilah. And you should put him on the Mizbeach as a carbon oil. What does haleu mean? It means you should lift Yitzchak, and you should put him on the Mizbeach. The Iker Mitzvah of the Akedah was the Halah, was putting Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. But forget about that. The point is, he had to bring him as a carbon. So it said, the Magen Avraham, there was a problem. Because as soon as Avraham Avinu was going to shecht Yitzchak, so Avraham Avinu was going to become an Oinein. He just lost his son. And being that he's an Oinein, he's no longer fit to do the Avodah. So how's he going to do the Kabbalah? How's he going to do the Halacha? How's he going to do the Zrika? You know what the Teretz is? A Kohen Gadol's Makriv Oinein. A Kohen Gadol's different. That's Zvachim 101. He's allowed to do the Avodah even as an Oinein. So the Eibishter told him, Malo ani alecha kilo at the Kohen Gadol. What did he mean, kilo at the Kohen Gadol? Even though after the Shechita you're going to be an Oinein. And an Oinein's possible to do the Avodah. One of the Psulim, the first mission, the second parak of Masechta Zvachim, when it goes through all the people that are possible to do the Avodah, so it mentions an Oinein. An Oinein is not allowed to do the Avodah. But there's a Chiddush in Oinein. It's Hutter Mechlola in all the Sugis in Kachem. Because a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah Oinein. That's why he had to be in Kohen Gadol. You know, I don't know why he had to be a Kohen Gadol. He had to be a Kohen, because like the Brisker Rav said, the Lashon of the Rambam, u'b'mikdash nekad Yitzchak. He had to be a Kohen Gadol, because once he was going to do the Shechit, it was going to be an Oinein. And a Kohen Hedid is not allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinein. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to. And that's why he had to be a Kohen Gadol. But I saw another Teretz. And that is in the Radal, Rav David Luria, in his classic Pirish on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. He says, maybe you could say a different Shah. You want to know why Avraham Avinu was a Kohen Gadol? It's because it's mavur in the Svarim HaKadoshim that when did the Akedah happen? What day of the year on the Hebrew calendar did the Akedah take place? So the Radal brings from the Rikanti, and the truth is the Ramami Pano says this in a few places, it happened on the Yom HaKadosh. It happened on Yom Kippur. So he said that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. And because the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur, it had to be done Al Yedei HaKohen Gadol. Because it was Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, all the Avodos were done Al Yedei HaKohen Gadol. So you want to know why Avraham Avinu had to be a Kohen Gadol? It's because it was Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, the Avodah had to be done Al Yedei HaKohen Gadol. So it's interesting that this idea that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur, and because of that, it had to be done Al Yedei HaKohen Gadol, this is something that the Chachamim talk about in different places. We'll just mention two short Maariv Mekoymis where this appears. The first is in the Halakha Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is in Torah Moshe, it's in Parashas Vayero. The pasuk says, Vayomer Avram el Ma'arav, Shvu lechem poyim ha-chamor. You stay here together with the chamor. Va'ani va'ana nelcha ad koi v'neshtancha v'neshuv aleichem. And we're eventually going to come back. So originally Avram, together with Yitzchak and Yishmael, and Eliezer Eved Avram, and the chamor, right, they're all going together to the Akedah. And then Avram Avinu turns to him and says, stop, Akkan. He says, you stay together with the Chamor. Vani v'anar, me together and Yitzchok, we're going to go, and eventually we're going to return. It sounds like there was a line drawn in the sand up to where the Yishmael and Eliezer and the Chamor were allowed to go. They, however, were allowed to go further. So the question is why? Why couldn't they go further? So, Pasha, you learn, because maybe Avram didn't want them to see what was happening. Maybe it was too kaddish, and as a result, they weren't allowed to go further. Says the Chasam Sofer, "V'yesh loy ma'adel chapshat l'fiyah mevur birakanti uberamami pano in the Kama Mekoymis that that came to happen on Yom Kippur." So it comes out it was on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Yom Kippur, all the lametas malachas arasa. Not just that. Just like there's an issa tchumen on Shabbos, there's an issa tchumen on Yom Kippur as well. That means there was an issa tchumen. Now, for Avram to have taken Yitzchak Tara Meiria, he was already going outside the Tchum. So how was he allowed to do it? It's partially he was allowed to do it. The reason he was allowed to do it was because he was told that that's what he's supposed to do. So if he was told this is what he's supposed to do, that's obvious. Just like he was allowed to kill his son Yitzchak, he was allowed to go outside the Tchum in order to kill his son Yitzchak. It's not a Chiddush. He said, but the Nar and the Na'arim and the Chamar, they were never Nitztava, and as a result, they already had a problem. So they want to come along for the ride. They're escorting Avram. It's very nice. But there's an Issa Tchumen. So said the Chasam Sofer, that's why he told him, Shvu, it's Miloshin Shabbos, Miloshin Tishbos. He said, it's Shabbos Hayoyim. You can't go any further. So Shvu Lachem, Poyim HaChamar. What about the Chamar? Chamar couldn't either go further because it's Shvisas Behema. So Shvisas Behema, your Behema is also totally in your Tchum. So he says, the Chamar had to stay, and they had to stay, and that's why they couldn't go any further. Avram and Yitzchak, they were allowed to continue to go. That's the first Maariv Mekoymis. The second Maariv Mekoymis is a classic Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma is in Parshas Vayera. It's in actually before the Parsha of the Akedah. So the context over there is after Avram sent Hagar out of his house. And the Pasuk says that Hagar and Yishmael is dying. Vayikram Malach Elikim. El Hagar min Hashemayim. A Malach Elikim came to Hagar and spoke to Hagar min Hashemayim. So Rav Meir Simcha makes a classic Rav Meir Simcha diyuk. He says that in Parshas Lech Lecha, there's another pasuk where a Malach communicated with Hagar. There the pasuk says, Vayomer Malach Hashem. It doesn't say min Hashemayim. Vayomer Malach Hashem. Why not min Hashemayim? So he says Pasha. Because in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Malach was talking to Hagar, Hagar lived in Avram's house. In Avram's house, the Malach wasn't in Shemayim. The Malach was there. So because the Malach was there, so the Malach's having a conversation with Hagar. Vayomer Malach Hashem, they're talking. Ki hoysa medaberes imoy ki im adam. Mipnei shahoysa regilim melachim. Ki bebeis Avram, hoyu mitzuyim. However, now that she wasn't in Avram's house anymore, Avakansha niskarshami beisoy, kosa min Hashemayim. That was already min Hashemayim. Now there was distance between her and the Malachim. Now already she doesn't drezach with Malachim. She can't talk to Malachim anymore. Like a person talks to a person, but rather now from the Vaitans, Mimerchak, now all of a sudden, Vayikram Malach Elikim Elohim and Hashemayim. So beautiful dig. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it's Vayomer Malach Hashem. It doesn't say Min Hashemayim. In Parshas Vayera, Vayikram Malach Elikim Elohim Min Hashemayim. But there's a second part, there's a punchline. It says Rav Meir Simcha, he says, if that's the case, I have a Ha'ara. By that Kedo, Avram Avinu is holding the knife. He's about to slaughter his son. All of a sudden, the Malach calls out and says, "Don't do it." Right? This is not something. This is not something that you're supposed to do. Why did this come in Hashemayim? If we're right, says the Meshech Chachma, but Hashemayim suggests that it was far away, why was the Malach so far? Like the Malach's talking to Avram by the Akedah, like the Malach was talking to Hagar. It was min Hashemayim. It should have said, Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avram. Why min Hashemayim? If the Malach spoke to Hagar in Beis Avram, Vayimra Malach Hashem, it's not min Hashemayim, then how is it possible by the Akedah that it was simply min Hashemayim? So it says, Rameh Simcha Dover Niflo. He says, because this event of the Akedah was a maimed of Yom Kippur. He doesn't quote the Ramah Mipana. But let's go with our Nusach. It was Yom Kippur. And because it was Yom Kippur, we know the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'oyom mayed. There's no one allowed to be in the Oyom Mayed when the Kohen Gadol does Navoid in Yom Kippur. And Chazal quote Yerushalmi, we're going to be very familiar with this Yerushalmi in the coming months. Now when it says Adam, it means even a Malach, because the Pasuk says, Pnei and Pnei Adam, that even a Malach wasn't allowed to be in the Oyom Mayed. He says, Avram Avinu was being Makriv Yitzchak. It was the Avoid of Yom Kippur. Oh, it was an avoid of Yom Kippur. Even the Malachim had to be far away. The Malach wasn't allowed to come. Of course, Avram was acquainted with Malachim. The Malach could have came down and spoken to Avram. Oh, this is the Yom Kippur. And this is V'chal Adam Lo'yiyah Ba'yol Mayek. So the Malach wanted to call out. So where's the Malach calling from? Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Sheinis Min HaShomayim. Why is he in Shomayim? Why can't the Malach come down? Because it's Yom Kippur. And if it's Yom Kippur, the Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'Oyom Mayeh. I mean that the Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'Oyom Mayeh, it couldn't happen. So we spoke so much yesterday about all the milas of Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos, it's a Yom Adin, Yom Matan Torah, it's a Yom HaKudesh, it's Vayi'er, Vayi, Vayikir, Yom Mechad. It was also in the day that the Akedah happened. The Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. Just to digress for a moment. So when on Yom Kippur did it happen? When exactly did it happen? I mean, in the morning, it happened. Musaf, when exactly did it take place? So the Ramah Mipano, in one of his mamorim, this is not Maimer Chikar Adin, but rather this is in Maimer Ema Kol Chai. So he says as follows: Ukishem she Yitzchak Avinu Sovar v'kibel b'leiv shalom lehi oket b'yoyim hakipurim b'shas ha-mincha. It happened during Mincha. That's when it happened. It happened Mincha on Yom Kippur. And the Makor is a Zohar in Parshas Vayetze, Daf Kuf Samech Dalet Amid Beis. The Zohar over there says as follows, above my pay grade, but this is what the Zohar says. It says, Tishmiru lahakrav li b'mayadoi. Man mayadoi, bizman de itar Avram lemeved ru'usei. Mayadoi is referring to two zmanim. The zman that Avram Avinu was prepared to do the Ratzon Hashem and to be incredibly moise nefesh to do the Ratzon Hashem, and at the time that Yitzchak Avinu was prepared to be moise nefesh to do the Ratzon Hashem, says the Zohar, quote, "Bisman de iter Avram lemevad ruusei." When was that? Chesed. Vayashkim Avram baboike. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to do the Akedah. This was early in the morning. That's Moyade. That was the time that Avram Avinu had his Zohiris. Ubizmano de isakid Yitzchak agabi matpecha. And at the time that Yitzchak Avinu was brought on the Akedah, when was that? This happened during Beinu Arba'im. So the Makor is a Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when did the Akedah take place? It took place Beinu Arba'im. I saw Dover Nifla from Abdobel Yoyal Weiss in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. And this is in Parshas Vayera, in one of his pieces where he talks about the Akedah. So he brings the Maramakim. The Maramakim is the Mabit in his Beis Elokim, but it's on his Pirish on Perek Shira. So at the end of the Sefer Beis Elokim, there's a pirish that the Mabit wrote on Perek Shira. And Toich Tvarov, he says as follows. He says there's three tefillos that we daven every day. Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. And the three tefillos were all established by the three of us. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Incidentally, he says something very interesting. You know, Chazal say that there's a concept of Hinichu Mokoim Lehiskader. Right, what does that mean? That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, will cause earlier generations, for example, not to see something so obvious. So like this, people in future generations will come and have the opportunity to accomplish. Right? If the Kadmoinim would have instituted everything, then what would the later generations have done? So it's a Gemara Masech Teschulin. There's a concept of sometimes Hinichu min Hashamayim Mokem Ligdor. That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Deshmaya to people to be able to be Mechadish things that for sure, people could have done in the... Right, sometimes if someone has an idea, so you would say, if this is such a good idea, how come they didn't think about it 100 years ago? Right, it's a very decent, rational argument. But the truth is, there's an answer. There's a real hashkafic answer. There's a concept called Hinichu Mokem Liskader. Says the Mabit, Avram Avinu was Mesakin Shachris. Come on, he couldn't. Avram Avinu couldn't be Mesakin Mincha Ma'ariv. Yitzchak knew Mincha. He couldn't think Ma'ariv. Yaakov finally said Ma'ariv. Any person that would sit down and he would think, I want to institute tefillah, he would understand. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Right? After you hear all the Torahs, why you daven three times a day, you would think Avram Avinu could have thought about it. Eloshi niach mokim lisgader by shiu gimel tefillahs, and it should come out your day, the gimel of us. So Avram Avinu, of course, he should have thought of Mincha Ma'ariv. Why did Avram Avinu only think of Shachris? He couldn't think of Mincha? It's poshut and profound. He said, Hinichu mokim lehiskader. There's a concept. Hashem wanted Yitzchak to be able to contribute also. Hashem wanted Yaakov to be able to contribute. Right? It's a tremendous chizik if someone has an idea and something that he thinks makes a lot of sense, and you can second guess yourself sometimes. Really, if my idea is such a good idea, how come previous dairies didn't think about it? How come different people didn't think about it? There's a concept. Sometimes different people have a siyata d'shmaya lehiskader, certain areas. And Avram could have thought of Mincha and Ma'ariv. There's no question about it. But it was Dafko, he niach min hashamayim mokin that Yitzchok should be mesakim mincha and Yaakov should be mesakim ma'ariv. A dover nifla, I think. But either way, so when the Mabit talks about Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, why they instituted their respective tefillahs. So just read one excerpt. He says, Yitzchok Avinu nitzel ba'akeda. Yitzchok Avinu was saved during the akeda. V'tikein tefillahs mincha, achar chatzois, shehushinoi hasheni ha'hoi v'b'chol yoyim. Yitzchak Avinu was saved by the Akedah, and he went ahead and he said, I have ma'ashiv l'Hashem, kol tagmuloi yoloi. Yitzchak Avinu was literally at the doors, at the precipice of death. And he would have lost that on what? Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazer. The whole Klal Yisrael came from Yitzchak, but it was only because he was saved from the Akedah. And Yitzchak felt this unbelievable feeling of gratitude. So what should I do? He was mesakin at tefillah. He was mesakin tefillah's mincha. So why was Yitzchak mesakin mincha? It's a mabit. It's because he was saved from the Akedah. So if David Yoyoy said that Lanias Daiti, it's not a coincidence. Punkt, he was Mesakim Mincha. Because when was he saved by the Akedah? It happened B'Shas Mincha. It was Bein Arbayim. That's the Zohar. That's what the Ramami Pano quotes in Maimer Ein Kol Chai. But the point is, he was saved during Mincha, and he went ahead and he said, Ma'oshev Lashem, in that man, that Rabbi, the Rabbi that he was saved, that's when he's giving Mesakim. But it gives us a chashivas for what Yom Kippur Mincha is. Well, we spoke a lot about Shabbos Mincha, but this is Yom Kippur Mincha. What's Yom Kippur Mincha? That was the Zman of the Akedah. Historically speaking, that was the Zman of the Akedah. But you know, there was something else of tremendous significance that happened on Yom Kippur. And we're going to end with this. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, that the great Rabbi Akiva, Rabban Shul Kol B'nei Agoyla, the Av of Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Akiva was on death row because there was a Roman decree that said you're not allowed to teach Torah B'Rabban. And Rabbi Akiva didn't care. And he taught Torah B'Rabban anyways. He felt that if we're not going to have Torah, there's no way the Jewish nation will be able to survive the mashmal with the fox and the fish. And he taught Torah. And he was caught. And he was incarcerated. And he was literally waiting his fate. And the Gemara says, B'shosha Yitzios Rabbi Akiva L'Arego, when they finally took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, Zman Kriyashma Hoya. It was Man Kriyashma. For Yisorkin es Besorib em Asreki Shal Barzal. And they were torturing him. For Yimekabal Ol of Ol Malcha Shemayim. And he was being Mekabal Ol Malcha Shemayim. Omru Loi Talmidav. His Talmidim told him, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, how are you doing this? Like, you're so calm. You're saying Kriyashma now. Omru Lemsi turned to his Talmidim. He said, Kol Yom Ayayisi Mitztar Al Pasuk Zeh. He said, my whole life I was been waiting for this moment. We say, V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha. And what does B'chol Nafshecha mean? Afilu Noiteles Nishmascha. That you have to be prepared to give up your neshama for Hashem. Amarti, I said, Masa Yovai Liyodi Vakaymenu. When is the day finally going to come that I'll be able to be mekayim this pasuk? V'achshev Shabbo Liyodi Loyakaymenu. Now that I finally have an opportunity to fulfill this pasuk, should I not be excited? Says the Gemara. Hayamayrich Be'echad. So Rabbi Akiva is saying Krishna. And he comes up to Echad. He was Mayrich Be'echad. Actually, Yotzis on Nishmasi Be'echad. Until his Nishnama left. When he said the word Echad, Yotzes Obasko va'Amra. Obasko came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she Yotzo Nishmascha be'Echad. Praise the you, Rabbi Akiva, that your neshama left be'Echad. Amr Malachi Ashal Sufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah v'Zu Schara. The Gemara says, don't listen to them. Yotzes Obasko, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she'ata mezumen l'chaye olam haba. This is the well-known story that we've spoken about so many times in the Daf. The story of Rabbi Akiva. And really, there's so much to take out of this Gemara. Hafachba vafachba de kulaba. From one of the things that are very apparent in this story, as the story of Rabbi Akiva was a story of Echad. Hayamayrich be'Echad. Yotzon nishmasay be'Echad. And Yotzes a Baskel that said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shen Yotzes a Nishmascha Be'echad. We've mentioned many times that there's a Shaila, how you're supposed to spell the name Akiva. It's Negeya Ksuba, Ksivas again. Is it Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz Aleph or Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz He? And the Mesorah is that we spell it Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz He. And it's based on a dream that the Ur Zeruah had, that in a dream he was told that Ur Zeruah Latzadik Ule Yishrei Leiv Simcha, Zeruah Latzadik Ule Yishrei Leiv Simcha is Soifei Tevois Akiva. Because Zeruah Latzadik Ule Yishrei Leiv Simcha is Rabbi Akiva's Oilam Abba, and the Ur Zeruah woke up in the morning and he realized he was given a gift. Because if Zeruah Latzadik Ule Yishrei Leiv Simcha is Akiva, that means Akiva spelled with a hey. Because Simcha, that's the last letter, is a hey. So you see, it's with a hey, it's not a with an aleph. Stating that, Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas is spelled with an aleph. And the question is why? And the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva says that he thinks the reason is because of this Gemara. Because Rabbi Akiva's legacy, L'doiris, was Echad. Hayamayrich be'echad, yotza nishmasei be'echad, and the Baskel said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she yotza nishmasei be'echad. And that's why it's Akiva with an aleph, not with a hey. Even though in every ksuba, and every get, and every time, you legally have to write the name Akiva, you write it with a hey. But Rabbi Akiva in Shas is always with an aleph. And the reason it's always with an aleph is because of echad. Because Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she yotza nishmasei be'echad. When Rabbi Akiva passed away, there was this unbelievable hiskalos in the world of Echad. The Echad was screaming. It was Echad. When was the Ptir of Rabbi Akiva? The Sfarim HaKadoshim say it was on Yom Kippur. The Ben Ishchai brings it in his Ben Yoyod on this Gemara and Brachas Daf Samach Aleph on the base. It happened on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Vayyere Vayivoyker Yoyim Echad. It's Nosalanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyim Echad, like Reb Shmuel Yankiv said. But not just one day a year, or Yoyim Slicho Mechilo, or Yoyim HaKadosh, or Yoyim Adin. It's more than that. It's Yoyim Echad, as in Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Bereshis. Vayyere Vayivoyker Yoyim Echad, not Yoyim Rishon, Shehoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad Be'olamoy. On Yom Kippur, where it's Vayyere Vayivoyker Yoyim Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yochid Boilamai, it was Dafka on that day that this incredible hiskalus of Echad came out. Where Hayomayrich be'Echad, v'yotza nishmasei be'Echad, where it was Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she'yotza nishmasei be'Echad. Why Echad all on this day? Why Echad all on this day? Because this is the day of Echad. And when is it more appropriate? A day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad, where there's a Veniska of Hashem. It's such a paradigm shift in understanding Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Veniska of Hashem Levado. I saw today in the Sefer, K'moitza Shalor Rav, so he brings from his Yedid, the Mechaber, the Sefer, brings from a Rav HaGoyin, Rav Shmuel Meir Shlita. He suggested that why is it that when we start Kol Nidre, what do we say right at the beginning of Kol Nidre? Or Zeruah Latzadik, right? That's how we start. Or Zeruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? He said, maybe it's a remiss to Rabbi Akiva. Or Zeruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha, Seifei Tevis, Rabbi Akiva. We start Yom Kippur, Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Punkt Rabbi Akiva was Nifter. Ulai, there's a deeper Kenetchov. It's not just a remez. Ben Benoish HaRemez, Rabbi Akiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur. It's much deeper than that. We're starting off Yom Kippur. And we're trying to establish what this day is. You want to know what today is? It's Rabbi Akiva. Ayin Brochus Samach Aleph on the days. That's the way you start Yom Kippur. With a Yom Kippur Machzeh and with a Brochus Gemara. Because on Samach Aleph on the days, that's the story of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Vayere Vayvayke Yoyim Echad. It's a day of Mayrich Be'echad, of Yotzen Nishmasei Be'echad, of a Baskel that says Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, She Yotzen Nishmasei Be'echad, because that's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is not just the Yoyim HaKadosh, but it's Vayere Vayvayke Yoyim Echad.